House GOP picks up Democrat seats. By Neil Monroe on November 4, 2020. The GOP picked up a number of House seats and fended off many challengers from Representative Nancy Pelosi's Democrats during the overnight counting. The final results will not be known until the states count their mail-in votes and wrap up their extended vote counting processes. In Florida, Carlos Jimenez beat Democrat Representative Debbie Mucarsel Powell. And Maria Elvira Salazar defeated Democrat Representative Donna Shalala, Democrat Florida, in Miami-Dade. In New York's 11th District, Republican Nicole Malliotakis claimed a win over Democratic Representative Max Rose. In Pennsylvania, Republican Jim Bognit was slightly ahead of Democratic Representative Matt Cartwright at 1.m. In New Mexico's 2nd District, Yvette Harrell beat Democrat incumbent Representative Xochitl Torres-Small. In South Carolina's 1st District, Nancy Mace beat Democrat incumbent Joe Cunningham. In Minnesota's 7th District, Michelle Fischbach beat incumbent Democratic Representative Colin Peterson. In Oklahoma, GOP candidate Stephanie Bice won the 5th District seat from Democrat Representative Kendra Horn. In Virginia, GOP Del. Nick Freitas was ahead of Democratic Representative Abigail Spanberger. Many GOP seats passed from retiring legislators to new faces. In Virginia, Republican Bob Good won the 5th District after earlier defeating GOP incumbent Representative Denver Riggleman. The GOP caucus will also be aided by the addition of newcomers Byron Donalds in Florida, Madison Cawthorn in North Carolina, and Ronnie Jackson, who was Trump's White House doctor and is now replacing retiring GOP Representative Mac Thornberry. In Texas, GOP candidate Tony Gonzalez kept the 23rd district after the retirement of GOP Representative Will Hurd, and Troy Ells held onto a GOP seat by beating Democrat Preston Kilcarney. In Indiana, Victoria Spartz was likely to keep the seat vacated by retiring GOP Representative Susan Brooks. In Georgia, Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene won the race for the 14th district, keeping it in the GOP column after the departure of Representative Tom Graves. Before the ballot, many D.C. politicians and activists expected the Democrats to gain 5 to 15 seats. The Democratic campaign was powered by a wave of online donations and by a shortfall in GOP donations and candidates, which left several seats open to Democratic pickups, Politico reported October 26. In the most competitive 94 districts, Democrats have booked over $177 million in ads since September 1, while their GOP opponents have booked $93 million, according to a Politico analysis of advertising data. Republican outside groups have partly made up the difference, but the party is still bracing for a string of defeats next month. At this point, it's pretty clear there's going to be losses. The question is just how many, and if Republicans can keep it in the mid to high single digits, said Kent Spain, a GOP strategist and former communications director for House Republicans' campaign arm. The money and the momentum is so significantly one-sided.